It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, 8th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Let's get you up to speed. Sorry I've been away for 2 days. Kids came home with something. I caught it over the weekend. I've been sick as a dog and lost my voice, but hopefully I can get back to work from today. Tesla announced standard range editions of the Model 3, Model Y. Look out in your feed. I'm going to do a whole 20, 30-minute bonus show looking at what they removed. Things like the interior rear screen, the wheels are 18-inch, the lack of colours, audio system is 7 speakers, textile seating, manual steering wheel, manual mirror adjustment. Lots of things they took out to get $5,000 or so off these vehicles. I wouldn't call them cheap, by the way. They still start at almost £39,000 with delivery, US dollars with delivery fees. Check out that podcast in your Patreon feed and free in 7 days for everybody on the ad-supported feed. Ford acknowledging that the BYD battery cost is not something they can match and that they have to try and get there with efficiency because they're so vertically integrated as a business in China. They do everything. The batteries are 30% cheaper. And the CEO, Jim Farley, saying we can't even buy them from CATL that cheap. And so we have to make our vehicles 30% more efficient with great engineering to effectively match it. Also, Jim Farley saying on the Verge's Decoder podcast that he brought in Doug Field, ex-Tesla, ex-Apple, of course, because he needed outside help. He didn't think Ford could do it on their own. They needed to rethink how EVs were even going to be made. Hyundai Europe boss, president and CEO, Xavier Martinet. I saw him on a Euronews interview, funnily enough, and he was talking about how Hyundai's market share is now 4% in Europe. They're number 10 in the market, but they're making vehicles over here in Turkey and Czech Republic and Nosovice, and their plant there has been open 20 years almost. The Hyundai Kona EV, famously, is a European vehicle. But saying a couple of things I thought were fascinating, that the mix of Euro-made EVs for Hyundai will shrink this year because the Insta is becoming so popular. That's the small car, but it's made in South Korea. So more South Korean cars in the mix, as it were, even though they'll physically make more Euro-made EVs. And secondly, he called for many people who change their car every 6 years in Europe, moving EV is an act of faith. Fascinating, I thought, viewpoint from one of the most senior people in the industry. An act of faith. Yeah, I need to remember that as well. It's a big step for many people. Rivian confirmed that they are working on not only the R3, but the 4, 5, and maybe the 6, but they're very much on the drawing board. No engineering teams assigned to them. RJ Scarin saying that they are still at the conceptual phase of, you know, what will the vehicle be and mean for our customers? What's the target audience? He does say that all of them will be smaller. So nothing will be bigger than the R1 series. Also, they're opening their Rivian supercharger network. There's about 20 charger stations left that are still locked down. They're soon going to all be open to all EVs. Zero Motorcycles is leaving California and moving to the Netherlands. Europe is a big market for Zero Motorcycles, one of the longer-running EV motorcycle makers. They're still really expensive. Prices will come down, and battery technology will catch up to make EV motorbikes, you know, more compelling. But lots of people are riding them already and loving them. Used EV prices in the US, according to Cox Automotive last month, the used EV on an equivalent gas car was $897 more expensive to go for the EV version. In many cases cheaper. Average list price for a used EV in the US was $34,704. Ferrari have built their own test track next to their Fiorano proving ground. As part of testing their electric vehicles, it's a new, almost 2,000-meter private test track, which they've built over the last 4 months. And they say it will mean that they haven't got to use public roads. Not good for spy photographers, of which there's always plenty around Ferrari factories. It means they can test their EVs in a little more secrecy and privacy. Dacia unveiling their Hipster, a little 13,060-mile EV, which is not going to be produced, but a thought experiment on what small electric cars could be for the European market from Dacia. And that's Briefly.